This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the phone numbers here momentarily. You can join us. The us is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris,
and we're going to start with an update of, well, something that's basically been news for the last probably 48 hours or so, and that would be the WikiLeaks Vault 7, to where now we know in Soviet America, TV watches you. It's no longer just a paranoid joke.
Right? I love it. It came full circle.
I think we've all kind of known, though, that the second they started building little cameras into the TVs, that someone had access to those.
This is going to be watching me. And they've talked about this before. This is not the first time we've heard that, you know, agencies may be able to activate the cameras in all sorts of devices. That's why many of us have been putting black electrical tape over our laptop cameras for years, because we've known that the NSA had exploits for Windows machines and for various other things.
And I remember seeing something probably 25 years ago or so, to where a company that may or may not be a household name, I don't know. I know, you know, it's someone that I'm familiar with, Nielsen.
Sure.
The television ratings company.
Right. Yep.
They were talking about doing something a long time ago, to where they would put this little monitor thing on certain televisions. Now, it wasn't going to be, you know, pre-built, but it would just, like, allow them to see the figures of how many people. It didn't have the facial recognition or any of that other stuff, but it would allow them to, quote unquote, more accurately count how many people were, watching a television, so that when they did the ratings based on how many households were watching, they could then accurately, this household was watching, but it was only two people. This other household was watching, and they had 10.
Right. And I do want to stress this, and I stressed this when the Snowden story broke, that this is not the first indication that your government has been spying on you. And a book that I read a long, long time ago, and I don't even remember exactly when it was published. Published in 1983. I just kind of Googled it. But it was called The Puzzle Palace. And this was a book about the NSA. This is when it was still very much the law that the letters NSA, in reference to a government agency, it was against the law to even say them. And this was based out of Fort Meade. And, you know, our country is not supposed to spy on its citizens. And there was a time that we actually recognized that, and that we did.
When was that time?
Well, we'll
like 1787, and then the ink dried on the Constitution, and then they threw
that out the
window.
Yeah. I understand. There've been lots of grievances and that are rightful looking at that, but the NSA did not used to spy on U.S. citizens. What they did, in an agreement with England, and this is well detailed in this book, The Puzzle Palace, which I read in like 1983, was here was the gentleman.
The GCHQ spied on Americans, and the NSA spied on the Brits, and then they just shared information.
That's exactly what happened, and that's exactly how it works. So the British would record all telephone calls coming out of the United States, all telephones, everything that went through AT&T at the time. And
the NSA, pretty much everything went through AT&T at the time, because they had a government-granted monopoly that the U.S. Supreme Court said, you're not allowed to have this monopoly even though we gave it to you.
Yeah, right. But that was before the breakup. So before the breakup of the Bell system, that's how it worked. And one of the largest NSA sites was in England, and one of GCHQ's largest transmitting sites was in the United States. So your end result was the same. So it should not surprise anybody who's ever followed anything that the government listens to your phone calls, monitors your communications, and things like that. What's interesting about this story, I think, is what nobody I've seen has really talked about is the CIA still following its mandate, its charter that says it will not operate? Carol, come on.
I don't think they've followed their mandate or their charter since the ink dried on the mandate and the charter.
This will be the running theme of the show, since the ink dried. But they're in at a very high level.
The CIA ever followed any ethical protocol?
The CIA always operated overseas, and the FBI always operated on our side. The NSA...
Birds of a feather.
You could never really talk about. But that was kind of the deal, and I haven't really seen anybody discuss that, and I need to be looking for a story.
So let's go to the updates on this Vault 7 stuff, to where, you know, there's still a lot of, I'll say, misinformation or, you know, not outright lies about what's in the 8,000 pages that got released, because, you know, I don't think there's that many people that have really delved very deeply into it, but I could have sworn that I heard somebody yesterday say that all of the code on how the CIA was, you know, hacking into stuff to basically get the information before it was encrypted. I thought I heard somebody say that all of that had been released. Apparently not. We'll jump into the story. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Okay, so this story that I brought in, there's tons of them out there right now because it's all over the internet. Right. This one came from usatoday.com, and it's titled, WikiLeaks Will Give Tech Firms Access to CIA Hacking Tools. So basically, WikiLeaks is going to allow tech companies access to much more detailed information about CIA hacking techniques so that they can develop fixes before the information is widely published.
So this makes it sound as though the code has not been released publicly.
Only the discovery of the code has been released publicly. I don't think any of the actual code... yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Interesting.
So the technique itself hasn't been shared.
Good.
Assange, who's the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, spoke 2 days after WikiLeaks published thousands of documents it said revealed hacking tools the CIA developed to break into servers, smartphones, computers, and TVs. The news conference took place at the Embassy of Ecuador in London, where Assange has been holed up since seeking asylum in 2012.
And this embassy, and, you know, calling it an embassy is sort of... what's the word that I'm looking for? Disingenuous? Like, well, technically it is, or misleading, rather. Technically it is an embassy, but it's an apartment building. Or not even the entire building. It's like one flat.
No, you're discriminating against size.
Inside.
It's an embassy.
No, generally, when people think of embassies, they think of
grand ballroom-looking building.
Right, the compound and things like that.
Large compound. Like, you know, when you think of, houses in medieval time, you know, like the major house where there was a large sort of city with a big wall around it and, you know,
I think the embassies in Washington, D.C. are actually pretty cool because if you drive by them, like, all of the architecture of the buildings, like, match, like, the country.
I was going to bring that up, is that, and if you actually look at, like, a Google Street Map, and you're going down through Embassy Row in D.C., you will see, you know, the Russian embassy and Chinese and all that.
I think embassies like that are good, though, you know what I mean, in terms of, like, keeping the peace amongst nations.
They're elaborate buildings.
Well, not always. That's why I said if you look at a Google Street Map and you realize that nondescript apartment building over there says it's got the Embassy of Tonga in it, because it does. I mean, and that's that. And according to international, international law between countries, that is still their land.
Sovereign.
That is sovereign to them. So it varies. And
but yeah, this Ecuadorian embassy in
London. It's a small one.
It's a flat inside of an apartment building, and the only outside is when he walks onto the balcony. If he walks in the hallway, he's in London. He can be arrested. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote, see?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the WikiLeaks leaks from the CIA, or rather of the CIA, the Vault 7. And, well, Julian Assange had a press conference earlier today at the embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And just, again, to reiterate, this is not some elaborate complex. This is a flat inside of an apartment building.
With a balcony that looks impressive.
With a balcony.
From the ground when shot at the right angles.
But it's the property
nice
of the country of Ecuador.
It is. It's a
it's
nice
in the middle
flat.
Of London.
Right. Regardless of how big it is, what size it is sovereign ground.
Yeah.
Right. And I wasn't trying to say that it's not.
You were trying to belittle the Ecuadorians.
No. I'm just trying to give people perspective of what this guy has been living in for the last almost 5 years.
Well, because I actually read that
people think
I read that Julian Assange actually had like a nomadic lifestyle as a child and like bounced around with his mom and stuff like over 30 times. And his dad was actually like an anti-war activist, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he has a very interesting story, and there was a good movie. I thought it was a good
movie
about his life. I can't remember what it was called. Maybe it was called
really?
Assange or something like that.
I never.
No, it was the fifth. God, I'll have to Google
it. The Fifth Estate.
I think so. Am I right on that? We'll Google it, folks,
yeah.
and we'll get you the right answer.
Go. But no, I'm just trying to put the correct picture in people's minds because. Again, when I've heard of embassy before, I always think, like some fairly large facility with, lots of open space and
right.
maybe a courtyard and...
Like he has his own, couple of rooms in the embassy.
Yeah.
Instead of, people who
did
work
you, like,
there
go
yelling.
Online and get the blueprint of this place, Darryl?
I did not get the blueprint of it.
He's going to, like, London Town Assessors. Fact checking.
But it is just
Are they on Airbnb? Can I book a room?
I don't believe you can. Let's get back into the article. Again, updates from Julian Assange. He had a press conference, or rather a news conference, earlier today.
So it goes on to say that the Central Intelligence Agency lost control of its entire cyber weapons arsenal, Assange said. This is a historic act of devastating incompetence that to have created such an arsenal and stored it all in one place and not secured it. Assange said that some tech firms have reached out seeking more details about the CIA tools. He said WikiLeaks hasn't published the details because it doesn't want, quote, journalists and people of the world, our sources, being hacked using these weapons. The best way to avoid that, he said, is to give companies such as Apple, Google, and Samsung access first.
Okay, I understand the sentiment, but anymore, it's like I'm going to give these top secret tools to Google, which for all intents and purposes is the government at this point.
Right. They're just,
they are a company, but they are so entrenched with...
That they're a company, and for people that know what their actual name is, this will be very punny. They're just another alphabet agency.
They are indeed, Daryl. That was very punny of you. yes.
And AT&T, so do you think like Google, Samsung, and... Samsung, and... Apple are all like genuinely competing against one another?
Well, they all are. And I would say out of those three, Samsung is they're primarily a hardware company.
Right.
So they're probably
Google,
the most distanced from the federal government.
Google is primarily an entertainment company that has other aspects. Like their bread and butter comes from YouTube.
Sure.
So,
and advertising.
They're an entertainment company.
And advertising,
first.
Daryl. Search and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand they make a lot of money off of YouTube, but they also make a ton of money selling ads.
Right. But, a lot of those ads going on YouTube.
Yeah. And I would say that probably their most lucrative field is data mining their own users.
And using that data,
Facebook too. But data mining and be able to target exactly who an advertiser may wish to be, or who a government is interested in, and
right.
that's my big issue with the Googles and the Facebooks.
And
you could just refuse to do business with them.
As I've heard, a lot from various people, if you're not paying, you're not the customer, you're the product.
Yeah.
So, Facebook, you're not paying for that. You're not the customer that Mark Zuckerberg is looking for. You're the product that Mark Zuckerberg is selling to the advertisers.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Facebook, you know, Google comes out with a press release. You know, we have a new product. It's called None of Your Business. And if you pay us $10 a month, we won't sell all your information and movements to the government. Sign up now. Wouldn't that be great? They could make money off of me like they do now, selling all my data and all my movements and all my activities to the federal government. But they get a little revenue stream out of me. You know, I'd pay my $10 a month. So maybe they'd give me a year for $99, give me a little break.
Let me ask this question, Chris, and I think that you're probably, of the people on Free Talk Live that are in this studio tonight, you're the most qualified to answer this question. I know that there's a way that you can turn off tracking.
Sure.
On Google stuff. And, you know, they've even got the site to where you can go and take a look and see, like, everywhere that they've tracked you on your phone.
Right.
And I've got the tracking turned off.
Right.
So when I go to the little site, I don't see little maps and stuff. There are people that say they just want you to think that it's turned off. They still keep track of all of that.
Yeah, I'm of that belief. And I have no proof of it, but I honestly think that the services that they are probably obligated to provide to governments in terms of location tracking and things like that, you know, when you're talking Google, you're also talking Android. So I just think the odds of that are pretty unlikely that it's truly tracking everything. They may turn off everything for advertising purposes. This is probably one of those where you have to look at the terms of services, read all 12,000 lines of it, and 60,000.
I don't think, I'll be honest, I've never read like one of those things.
Line 6,427.
I could be like selling my soul to them, and
right.
I have no idea.
There was actually a company that put that in one of their terms of service.
I probably agreed to it.
Right. Yeah.
Just come take my soul. I'll fight you.
Yeah. And you know, they then released and like sent everybody an email of, hey, just so you know, hitting me here in the middle of this, you sold us your soul. Let's go to the phones real quick.
God.
We've got Eric calling in from Las Vegas, listening online. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. I have a question both for you guys and for the listening audience. When there's parking, like, you know, you're in a parking lot for a business, it just annoys the hell out of me that somebody is parked, and it's like the thing where you park facing each other, and then there's a lane behind one car, and then on the other, and there's a driver.
All right, hold the thought. We'll come back to you here in moments. Your thoughts, welcome on parking, or Vault 7-855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And what would the two of you say if I told you there was a way that you could save 5% on everything you were going to buy from Amazon?
I think I'd say that sounds too good to be true.
I would say I've honestly never bought anything off Amazon.
So it would save you 105%.
What if you could save 10, 15, 20% or more on those things that you were going to buy anyway?
Well, then I might have to buy something off Amazon if I could save that
much. I already told you I didn't believe you at 5%. So you're just raising the stakes on something that sounds too good to be true.
It does sound too good to be true, but it is true. It's saveatpurse.com. You go to saveatpurse.com. And if you want to save 5% instantly, you can do that. Just, you know,
quick and easy.
Do a little search for the things that you want to buy, or you could go to Amazon and find the little, what they call the ASIN number that's got a couple letters in it as well. You put that into the search bar on saveatpurse.com, pulls the item up. You can save 5% instantly. You want to save more? You put things in your Amazon wish list, import the wish list into your account at Save It Purse, and then you select the discount that you want up to 33%. And some people would say, there's got to be a catch. Well, what do you have to do to save this much money? Well, it's quite simple. You use your Bitcoin, and then, you know, through magic of somebody buying your Bitcoin, You get the items, they get the Bitcoin, and you've saved money on things that you were going to buy anyway.
And I'll tell
Save@purse.com.
And what I always kind of think of when I do spend Bitcoin is I think about when I bought it. You know what I mean?
So certainly.
I remember one of my first trips up to New Hampshire, I bought some baklava because there was a gentleman up here that made me wonder.
Baklava.
Baklava, like a
baklava. It's an amazingly yummy Greek dessert made with phyllo dough and honey and nuts.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Sounds good.
But there was a guy here in Keene, New Hampshire that made the best baklava. And I had bought some Bitcoin and it had doubled in price. You know what I mean? Since I bought it till once I spent it. So actually, you know, for the $10 worth
sounds
of
like you
baklava.
Got free baklava.
I got $10 worth for like $5. And so when you think about that, when Bitcoin's price is appreciating and you use a service like saveatpurse.com.
And now how's your $1,200 baklava?
Exactly. Well, yeah, there's a point where you just try to block these things out of your mind.
I know.
Yeah.
Save@purse.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Eric calling in from Las Vegas. Started asking a question about parking, about, you know, there are some times when cars park facing one another and other times they don't. So continue with the question, Eric.
Okay. So this is one of those things where there's like they're facing each other and then you go one direction, like on one side, and the next side you're going the opposite direction. And then there's a person, they're driving a Chevy Suburban, and they park going straight, but they take up two spaces. And my question is, as a libertarian, I don't know, I'm really not into calling the cops. I know you guys aren't either, but, you know, if you don't do something about it, you're letting a jerk get away with being a jerk.
And the scenario that you...
You guys carry zip ties.
Well, the scenario that you were giving was this is a private parking lot or this is a government-run parking lot?
It's a business parking lot.
So it's probably owned by a property company who then leases space out to various businesses, something like that?
I would say most likely, yes.
Yeah, just as a guess. Okay.
Yeah, so then notify the property owner, property manager, somebody that you think may be said person, and let them know. And then, you know, it's a private property issue at that point.
Yep.
My mom's a big fan of Post-it notes. Put one on the windshield.
Yeah.
Nice parking. You know.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I guess to me a libertarian answer would be to notify the property owner that this doesn't sit well with you as a patron of of the stores in your property. And should you not do something about it, I know I'm free to take my business anywhere I want to. Go find some other place.
That sounds like a good answer.
Yeah.
Well, I was just kidding about the zip ties.
But it was a good snarky answer.
Eric, any final thoughts?
No final thoughts. Thank you for answering my question.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call. So let's go back to the article here that we began the show on about the news conference from WikiLeaks where Julian Assange had a news conference saying that he's considering giving Apple and Google and Samsung the code that the CIA was using to short-circuit some of the encryption. Is that a good term to use, Chris? You're, you know, the tech guy here tonight.
It's to fix.
Yes. Well,
like
what they've been doing, what it sounds like, because I haven't reviewed all this stuff either, is that if you use one of these apps that encrypts, before you get to your software, you're talking into a hardware microphone.
Right.
And there's all sorts of parts of iOS, you know, the iPhone operating system.
Right.
And there's all parts of Android that are processing your voice and turning it into a digital format before it even gets to Telegram or Signal or whatever you're happening to use for your encryption. So in that whole path, you're in communications, we would call you're speaking in the open. You're not encrypted.
Right. So that's sort of a short circuit because they're not actually hacking. They have not hacked Signal.
No, but what you can certainly do is hack iOS, and you can certainly hack Android, and you can put in these little hooks that say, as as voice traffic goes from microphone A to processor B, where it's going to be encrypted, send that stuff over here. Send it here, whatever you want to do.
Right. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, short circuit might be a
it's not
term.
I think more of just intercepting it before it's been encrypted. To me, that's the most straightforward way to describe it.
Let's get back to the article.
Okay. So the article goes on to say that we have decided to work with them, being Apple, Google, and Samsung, to give them some exclusive access to some of the technical details we have so that fixes can be pushed out, Assange said. Some tech giants, Google and Apple among them, said many of the apparent vulnerabilities exposed in the documents have already been patched. Microsoft issued a statement Thursday saying most of the issues appear to involve problems with older technology that had been addressed with the more modern software systems. Most firms says they are continuing to evaluate the WikiLeaks information. CIA spokesman Dean Boyd declined to vouch for the integrity of the WikiLeaks material. Boyd has stressed the CIA is prohibited from conducting electronic surveillance targeting individuals in the United States and, quote, does not do so.
We're prohibited from doing this horrible, evil thing. We would never do this horrible, evil thing. Oh, there's documents saying that we did this horrible, evil thing. We're still going to deny that we did the horrible, evil thing.
Well, that's my question. Do the documents show that they were using this inside the United States? And if so, that's even more damning information on the CIA.
Yeah.
And here you have a spokesman saying, well, you know, hey, sure, we might use it on Bora Bora, but we certainly would never use it on the streets of New York.
You should also remember that just a couple months prior to the Snowden revelations, James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, told a Senate committee when asked the question, does the NSA collect data from millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? No. Are you sure? Well, we might, but not wittingly.
Right, accidentally.
Not wittingly.
Not wittingly. What does that mean?
It means, oh, yeah, we're doing it, but oops, it was an accident. Your calls and thoughts welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the CIA spokesman, Dean Boyd, says the CIA is prohibited from conducting electronic surveillance targeting individuals in the United States and does not do so.
And they are.
Do you believe him?
No, they are forbidden. That part's true. Whether or not they're actually obeying the law is open to debate.
He says they does not do so.
Well, there you go.
Do you believe it?
No,
I don't. It's kind of like, do you believe him or do you believe Julian Assange?
Let's get back into the article with a quote from Mr. Boyd.
So CIA, where am I?
I'll read the quote because I've got it right in front of me. Quote, as we've said previously, Julian Assange is not exactly a bastion of truth and integrity. Despite the efforts of Assange and his ilk, CIA continues to aggressively collect foreign intelligence overseas to protect Americans from terrorists,
from terrorists,
hostile nation states, and other adversaries.
It's always in the name of public safety or security, one of the two, right?
I never...
Because if we weren't afraid, then we wouldn't need them for anything.
Right, but that does not mean that there are not people and countries that hold ill will towards us. I mean, if you truly believe that every country in the world feels nothing but peace for the United States after our history,
I'm not saying that, but maybe the reason, like maybe they don't like being spied on by us any more than we want to be spied on by them.
Exactly.
You know?
So what I'm saying is, I'm not so naive to believe that we do not have enemies in this world. I just question whether we have brought some of that on ourselves by our actions.
Yeah, I mean, look at it this way. Like, you look at your house, right, as like a, like, pretend your home is like your country, right? Like, you obviously, there's people that would want to steal from you, that would want to harm you, you know, as a woman, you know, there's creepy rapists out there, I mean, but does that mean I need to go and spy on every man, woman, and person in my neighborhood in order to figure out who's going to do ill will against me? Because,
no,
you know, that's just going to put
yourself.
A target on my back, first of all, and it's going to make me look like a jerk for, you know.
Right, but the you could also say, and this would be the nation-state argument, is that, look, we know that this activity is going to happen, and we know that if we're going to defend our family, then I need to have a little bit of heads
so
up.
Our solution should be to beef up everybody here in America and, like, lots of guns, lots of,
right.
like, you
well,
know.
Let's just say it is your house, okay? What if you put up a security camera pointing towards a couple of the different houses?
Exactly.
That would be a prudent move, but you could see them. You know, what if they have their windows open and you could see through there with your camera? In a sense, you are spying on your neighbors, but you're doing so to defend yourself. So that's the thing. It's that's one example. The different example is these people owe you ill will because you've invaded their country
mm-hmm.
or holy lands of their religion 15 times in the last 20 years, and they're getting a little irate about it. That's another example.
Right. It would be like if you keep, you know, knocking over your neighbor's mailbox and then you decide, my neighbor might want to come over and do something, so I need to point a security camera over at his house.
Right. yeah. So
it's kind of bad.
It is complicated. But I do believe that there are states and organizations that absolutely do not like the United States. Do I think they pose an apocalyptic threat to us? You know, is everybody going to wake up tomorrow under Sharia law? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Are we under imminent threat of nuclear launches from Iran or from North Korea? Of course not.
No.
Not even Russia. So.
I mean, nobody wins a nuclear war. Just
and both sides
stupid.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd game you have here. The only way to win is not to play.
Ah.
Can we go back into my article here?
Please.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Kurt Opsahl says there's no legal reason why tech companies could not make use of the information should WikiLeaks give them the code. Kurt Opsahl is general counsel for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is a nonpartisan digital rights group based in San Francisco.
I found it.
And Chris, you might have a few thoughts on the EFF.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation.
They do good work. They do good work, and they bring to light some important things. They frequently will publish white papers discussing the level of security in various apps that you might use on your phone or on your PC or your Mac or things like that. And,
yeah, I generally like the EFF, but every now and then they'll come out with a position to where I'm like, really?
Wasn't that kind of like
really?
The ACLU the other day at the State House?
Yeah, the American Civil Liberties Union was testifying against parental notification of objectionable course material in schools, saying that they think that it would wind up removing parents from the education process. Please explain to me how informing parents 2 weeks in advance of certain course material is going to remove them from the process. If anything, it's going to get them more involved in the process because they'll be informed at least 2 weeks ahead of time instead of learning afterwards.
That's the interesting thing about going to the state house, whatever state you live in or wherever they make laws that affect you. It's not a bad thing to go in if it's allowed in your state to go in and listen to testimony and listen to, like in this example, I can't answer your question because I didn't hear the testimony. The ACLU may have come up with some idea, some very interesting argument that I might find compelling, but I don't know.
It is
interesting. Well, luckily, Ian Freeman, who's the main host of Free Talk Live, who is off on Thursdays, he recorded that entire hearing. And should be getting the video up probably this weekend. So you'll be able to watch to see what these compelling arguments are.
Yeah, I'll have to see if my testimony's up. I know it was being recorded. I was down there on Wednesday morning.
For what bill?
It was a bill regarding ways that we could strengthen our laws to resist federal land purchases in the state of New Hampshire.
Okay.
It was Senate Bill 136.
Right, and that's something that is sort of, you know, near and dear to you.
We didn't go on Wednesday, and that was the day you went.
Yeah, and I think I saw you guys were down there. Yeah, it's basically plans that the federal government has to, for example, purchase 25% of the land in my town, and I take issue with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's get back into the article.
I got it this time.
Are you sure?
Yes. Under a Supreme Court ruling from 2001, in the case of a radio station that aired illegally obtained recordings, the court determined that as the station itself didn't participate in the illegal interception, it couldn't be prosecuted for airing them. Another factor is that thus far, the CIA has refused to confirm whether the documents are genuine or not.
And that's just standard protocol for government agencies to not confirm or deny the validity of leaked classified information.
But from a legal aspect, it seems like the perfect answer for them to give. Oh, you're not even saying it's yours? Great. Then we're going to use it. You have no problem because you're not even saying it's yours. No problem from you, right? You can't sue me.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, right?
So wait a minute. This is kind of like the intellectual property here, right? So they're trying to say that if, like, Google, Apple, and Samsung potentially get this information, the leaked information, and use it to...
Well, there's no intellectual property claims here.
But that's what the article is insinuating.
No.
It says if the agency were to try to prosecute the companies for making use of the code in the cyber tools and weapons... to patch holes, it would first have to prove they were authentic.
Exactly. In other words, the CIA would have to admit that these are our tools, these are legitimate tools, and the use of them would constitute a grave threat to national security.
But here's the thing. There are exceptions in the copyright law to where creations by government bodies cannot be copyrighted in most circumstances.
Yeah.
They can classify the information, but they cannot copyright the information.
Yeah.
Now, if the CIA bought the code from a hacker, the hacker could claim a copyright on the code.
Sure. But in this case, I see the only thing that the CIA could ever say is that is, you know, official government property. It was developed by us, therefore we have classified it top secret, SCI, and you can't use it and you can't release it.
But that's different from claiming a copyright.
Oh, completely.
That they can, you know, like, charge you with possession of classified material, but they cannot charge you with copyright violation.
Agreed.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2 coming up next, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.